holders, today is the day that Jim and I will bring you, or maybe I should say reflect on you, to see the beauty and to be the beauty. Now, it sounds like a really lousy slogan, but it's not really. And we'll clarify everything, I promise that. So today is it's Sunday, the 16th of August, 2015. It's a very hot day in Israel, and I'm sure it is a hot day, like, I think in Colorado, I'm not sure. Jim will tell us a little bit about that, I hope. We will dig in pretty soon, and we'll talk about personal beauty. And we wrote here, Jim and I wrote here, personal beauty is an energy that is within us. Many believe that the opposite of beauty is ugliness, but the energy of beauty has no opposite. In these times, when we are seeing a lot of the emotion surface, we're also seeing and sensing darkness all around. In this show, we will discuss how to find the light in the darkness, how to find the beauty in the hardest lessons of this life. However, in fact, to see and feel the rainbow within the storms of life. And this is part of the description that we wrote for the show, and I hope that you will all be able to join us. I see that Running Elk is always joining us with his group of eight. Welcome, Running Elk, and Sal from New York. Welcome, Sal. I see Roger and Sue as well, and Jonathan with five people from Australia. Hey there. Or should I say good morning or good afternoon? I'm not sure. And if you want to join us, using, you know, just to speak up with your own voice, you can call us. You can call the number on your screen, but before that, let us know if you want to, you know, to speak up, and we will be happy to do so. More than that, you're also welcome to go to our amazing website, www.sotem.org, and you can check that out. You can also donate. We sure need your help right now. We see a lot of other elements, you know, just happening like really fast, and this sure will help to raise the awareness and the spiritual education as well. Thank you so much anyway for joining us. And I'll give the talking stick to Jim. How are you today, Jim?
I'm here, and we got a show. That's a good thing. Hello, everybody. Glad you can make it. It is a little bit cloudy here in Colorado today. It's occasionally cloudy, but that's good because it's cooling it off a little. It's been really way too hot. So the weather is with us. And, oops, I see Roger is all by himself today. But that's all right. I feel 11 people coming from his energy. I just started typing in there. I thought it would be fun just to gather the energy. Maybe I'll do that at the beginning of some shows. I just started typing some of the names and where they told me they're from the message board. And we also want to do a shout-out to Brock. Brock Foster. Hey, Brock. How are you? Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Brock's computer died, and he won't get one until, I think he said, the end of the month. So he is listening in, but he can't get on chat. And he wanted me to let everyone know that he was there. So, everyone, Brock's there. Okay. Personal beauty. This will be an interesting one. Because then we take it from personal beauty beyond, of course. Yeah. And, you know, what is personal beauty anyway? We'll get into that a little bit as well. This is an interesting and a good show for me to do today. I got some kind of cleansing going on. I was working on my physical body for a while because it's been a long time issue. Has some other parts of me, and so I've been working on them a long time. But I've been really working on them intensely for the last 8 or 9 months to try to get this part over with. And something triggered in the last couple of days. Anyway, the bottom line is I haven't slept for 2 nights. So I'm surprised I'm even sitting here. I just can't sleep. I'm in fight or flight mode. I'm just putting that out there so you get my energy today, which may or may not be different than it usually is. I'm curious myself if it shifts it at all. So I'll be dealing with that, obviously, as I go along, and pretty quickly, I hope. It definitely makes for some strange energy. Not being able to sleep is not a good place to be when you're trying to and you're really tired, but your nervous system just won't let you go there. So there's a little preface to the whole thing. Sharon just put up everything as beauty, but not everyone sees it. That's true. Everyone and everything. Those who just judge by beauty on the outside really not only miss the point, but they miss so much because the real package is on the inside. You know, that's no different than those, in my opinion, than those who judge folks by their color, their size, by anything else. Judging by personal beauty, be it physical or anything else, isn't really the best way to go. If you're judging by the beauty of someone's spirit, at least then you're hitting something that has staying power, something that really means something. Physical body, that's just the package we got. I think when we lined up to come back for this walk on Earth from the spirit realm, I think those that got in line first got the best-looking packages, and then it just, you know, got doled out from there. What do you think about that, Sharon?
Sorry, lost the mute button or the unmute button. I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree that the body is the vessel itself, but the beauty is the energy. And it is borrowed until we leave. I mean, the body, not the beauty. And I always look, you know, for quotes, and this quote that I found was written by Confucius. And I tell you that I really love his quotes. They're really good. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. That's probably a reason. When you think about today's world, when you think about all that is, you know, all that is right and all that is wrong, you see a lot of injustice, you see a lot of pain, you see a lot of negativity, and it's really, really, it's really one thing to say, oh, it's beautiful, but to act differently in what you're saying or in different words, not to walk your talk, that's when a lot of that's when you feel torn. That's when you feel like there is a serious lack of balance, not just in the world but also in you. But we do that globally as a society, as humans. There is another really good quote here by Conrad Hall. He said, there's a kind of beauty in imperfection. Now, I'm sure that a lot of us here have chased perfection once or twice in their lifetime. I believe that, that, you know, if there was a perfect, we wouldn't be able to recognize beauty. If things would go as they were planned, we wouldn't be able to find any beauty or even something that is close to beauty. And even, you know, what makes us who we are is, you know, those are the imperfections. And that's why we're all beautiful. It's really hard to see beyond, you know, beyond our judgments sometimes. And I would say even most of the times, but sure is, you know, a challenge to sometimes to kind of like be a lone wolf and stay away from people or a group that continue to judge and so on. I, for example, I live most of my life alone, without any friends or anything like that. And I've learned much more than I think that I would learn, you know, if I was in a group of people. I think that the beauty is a matter of perspective. And sometimes we are so close-minded and close-hearted that even the biggest, like the largest form of beauty that is in front of us, we would ignore that. And today we'll talk about that. We will talk about how to find the beauty in everything that we do, even the things that are, well, I would say, not pleasant, but even the painful parts, even diseases. And I think it is an important thing to talk about. I don't think we ever did this, we ever talked about this topic, so it will be interesting to hear what you have to say. I'm looking forward what you guys have to say about beauty and your story that you would choose to tell. Jim, back to you.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what people have to say. So here's the first one from Running Elks Group. It's June, not the date, but the young lady's name. She's 27 years old. And so why are some beautiful and some not? What does either give us? Boy, good question. Let's wait for somebody to give us an answer. No, why are some beautiful and some not? Well, June, why are some smart and some not? Why are some fast and some not? You know, it's a long, 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 long list. I think each of us, when we come here for this walk, gets the attributes they need. So if you need the attribute of beauty, then you get the attribute of beauty. Could be random. I've heard other people say it's just totally random because it's all genes and, you know, I don't know about all that stuff. But it's gene splicing and mom and dad come together and genes come together. I personally think we come with the attributes we need. You know, I know in my life, I guess the important skills were in the communications thing. And so when the time came I needed those appeared. Beauty, I never really thought much about beauty because I don't really notice it that much. I kind of notice what somebody's energy is, what I'm feeling coming from them, what I hear coming from them, not so much what they look like. I don't mean I can't see when somebody is beautiful. Of course I can. But when I'm doing something with people, I notice more what's being done, what's their energy, how are they in the circle. That's my thought. Sharon?
Unfortunately, I will have to disagree with you, Jim. Or maybe we see things in different perspective, which is good. We're still spirit twins, so I guess we will complete each other in some way. I will repeat what June said. She asked, so why are some beautiful and some not? What does either what does either give us? You know, I think and Janie just said that like really beautifully. She said beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Who said that some of us are more beautiful than others? Some are beautiful and some are not. I don't believe in that, not really. I think that once a person understands, you know, his own character, his own nature, and, you know, really accept that in his heart or her heart, then you wouldn't be able to, you know, you would drop immediately the whole judgment of why are some beautiful and some are really not. When we think in terms of extremes, it's probably not a good idea. That's when kind of like, no, it's not a good idea. We all have our parts. I would agree with that, what you said there, Jim. I would agree with, we all have parts and maybe some don't, and that's fine. But I think if we will continue to ask, and there are a lot of young women, young girls, young men, and people in general that, you know, they still continue to ask. It's kind of like the ultimate question. Why are some beautiful and some not? I think that just because we think in these terms and we don't see beauty as it is, because it's really critical how would you, you know, how you would define beautiful. And that's what I'm asking you, June. How would you define beautiful? You also said people tell me I'm very beautiful, and a lot think I can't. And a lot think I can't think them. I'm not sure what that means. I think I understand that energy, or do a thing. So does not help me. You know, June. I was in your, you know, in that zone of a lot of people told me that I'm beautiful, and they still are. And it took me 17, 18 years to figure that out, that, you know, to look into the mirror and see who I am. I think once we see who we are and accept that in our hearts, then we will be able to accept that we're beautiful as well. And, you know, people will continue to tell them, to tell you what they see. But what you see and what they see, it's not always the same thing. Sometimes it is very different. Sometimes you see yourself as the most beautiful person in the world, and people will tell you how ugly you are, and vice versa. So it's a matter of how you look at things, mostly. Like, again, like what Janie said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I will read here what Jonathan said, and then I'll pass the talking stick to Jim. Jonathan said, my wife says the people she finds beautiful are different than others she knows. And here we go, June. That's one perspective, one opinion of what is beautiful or who is beautiful. Or definition of beautiful. It's a matter of where you stand. Jim?
Yeah, it's, okay, let me find it here again. Okay, so June said people tell her she's beautiful, but then they assume that she can't think then or do anything. I think that's what she means. So the beauty does not help her. Yeah, and you know, that's their problem, not yours, June. I still think that we come with what we need. If it's beauty, if it's intelligence, if it's speed, if it's whatever it might be, we come with that. So we have the tool we need while we're here. Now, some of those we have to develop. Some of them just are. However, that doesn't mean we get one tool. So to judge someone, and I know it happens a lot, who's beautiful, that's all they are, is a huge mistake. Just like to judge someone who's not attractive or has something that physically makes them unappealing, to judge that, their character based on that, is also equally foolish. So beauty, I think it matters how we see ourselves. If we don't see ourselves as beautiful, and I don't mean that means we have to sit in front of the mirror combing our hair for 2 hours. But if we don't see our own spirit and our own being and our own essence as beautiful, then it really doesn't matter who else sees us in any given way. In order to love ourselves, we got to see ourselves as beautiful too. And I'm just going to take a break before I go to the next thing. For two things. First of all, if people call in and do want to talk, they have to message us. Put something on the chat board or message us on Facebook or whatever. let us know that they're going to be on the line, what their phone number is, and just real quickly what they'd like to talk about around the topic we're doing. Because we don't want to bring, sometimes a lot of people come on the phones and they don't want to talk, so we waste half a show doing that. And then Roger had put up, I didn't even know you could do this. This is cool. A little thing popped up and said, here's something I posted yesterday. And it's called I See You. He says, when I say I see you, it does not mean that I can see and read the thoughts of your intellectual or egoic self. It simply means no matter how you may choose to project and present yourself three-dimensionally, I, my spirit self, sees, feels, and can often read the energies radiating from your spirit self. Yep, and those are the ones that matter. If those are beautiful, you got it made. That's what you want. I would much rather have people say I was caring or, you know, whatever. I'd rather have something like that said of me than I'm beautiful. Now, luckily, I don't have to worry about that because no one's going to say I'm beautiful. But I'd really prefer that they look at some trait that has a positive good in the universe and for myself. Over to you, Sharon.
You know, I don't think that in the animal kingdom they think in terms of beautiful or not, pretty or not. I think they just accept it the way, you know, they accept each other. They accept themselves as the way they are. And they don't really care if they have, like, specific imperfections. I don't think they care. I think they just who they are. They don't overthink about it. Sue said here, society has created this, you're beautiful and you're not, with all the advertising that continues to surround us. Seeing beyond the flesh to the spirit is what's needed desperately now to heal those who feel less than. Unfortunately, the term beauty is so twisted, and it's almost a destination, or maybe it is already a destination, and people will do everything not to be beautiful, just to love themselves as they are, but to be beautiful because they want to be better than others. There is a really large problem, really big problem of competition when it comes to beauty. And we see it even in plastic surgeries. I'm not going to say that every change in, you know, in our physical body is wrong, even plastic surgeries and such. I think that you need to love yourself, but you need to love yourself without even putting the energy of others and hearing how they judge you. You need to love yourself as who you are. And you can do a lot of, you know, other plastic surgeries and stuff like that, but you need to be who you are. I think that I'll read something that Sal wrote here. He said, Sal said, sorry, I'm dating a beautiful woman, but I will date anyone I feel some kind of connection with. Well, first of all, yay, you're dating a beautiful woman. Oh, women, I'm sorry. You only dating beautiful women. And maybe your term of beautiful is other men's term for not beautiful. It doesn't really matter. It's not the discussion here. As long as you find the qualities in the person that you date with, those pure lighted qualities that are good for you, then that's okay. That's very good. Jonathan here said beauty standards are very different around the world. You know, I was just seeing today, Jonathan, I need to tell you all, there was this model, they took a picture of her, and they sent, I think she was from New York, I'm not sure, and that company, I don't know the name of the company, it doesn't really matter, I guess, they sent this, you know, her picture to 18 different countries all over the world. And they changed, you know, they were allowed to change and Photoshop those pictures to their own, like, the standard nationality of, you know, of beautiful. And, oh, boy, it was so, so, so interesting because you could see how different countries see the term beauty or perfection. For that matter, you see it, and I was mesmerizing. You know, I was really mesmerized to see that, to watch that article, cover story. I don't know how to call it, but yeah. And another one from Roger. I feel it's important to remember that any perceived beauty is not necessarily gender specific. Oh yeah, you got that. Definitely. Back to you, Jim.
Yeah, let's see, a couple of things Sharon said here. Oh, first of all, with the animals, in fact, beauty is important to animals, but in a different way. Or maybe it's just a variation of the same way. First of all, in the animal kingdom, it's almost always, and it may be exclusive, I'm not sure, the female who has the bright colors, you know, the long feathers, whatever it is. It's the female that has the attributes of beauty. Now, that's so that the females attract the male, so they mate, and so you have more continuing species going on. There's some other reasons for that, too, as I remember. I just can't remember exactly what they are. So beauty does play a role there. It's beauty in the sense of color and design. Because that's what the females in the animal world have in order to attract the males. Now, there's other things they use, too. Some of them use pheromones, you know, smells, aromas. So there are other things as well. But there is that bit of beauty, and that's sometimes what it's about. And I see Running Elk says, we say, Nawaste, you are beautiful. We mostly mean spirit. Oops, I did a typo. Yeah, that's right, and I've heard that, oh, God, amongst my native relatives many times, and I'd hear it on the res, too, and they would say it about a group as well. Well, you know, what a beautiful group. Again, not talking about physical appearance, but talking about the energy coming from that group. Diwaste, yep, good word, forgotten that one. Thank you, Running Up, very good indeed. Okay, we did Sal's. Sal, you know, yeah, you like dating beautiful women. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. You at least are willing to date anyone you have a connection with, and that's part of what this is about. Now, beauty on the inside lasts a lot longer than beauty on the outside is a common expression, and I guess it's probably true, but it really, if you're seeing people for the right beauty and the right things, then it shouldn't matter what's there. If they have good energy and they're beautiful in that way, then the rest should not matter. Stick to Sharon.
Yeah, a lot of good comments here. Thank you so much for being on our show again. I'm just, you know, I am looking back into my past and how much I struggled with you know, the differences between what I felt inside and how I looked, because inside I was, like a few years ago, I was really angry, really defensive, really furious. I was really negative, and all sorts of that. And on the other, you know, when you look at the, when I looked at the physical physical body of mine, I didn't see it. I totally put it aside and I looked inside, and that's all I could see. I could see a person that is full of anger, full of negativity and such. But other people, they would say, oh, you're so pretty, you're so beautiful. And they, it's kind of like, am I going nuts? Am I going crazy? Because, you know, I see something and they see something else that is completely different. So what the hell is wrong with me? What's going on? So yeah, there were a lot of conflicts inside between what I used to see and what I was, what I really was. Yeah, so it's really interesting. There is an interesting comment from Renwright. Actually, in many animal species, it is the male that is more attractive while the female is playing. It is the opposite of most human societies, especially our Western culture. And I agree with you, Renwright. Especially, you know, a good example, well, in all animal kingdom, but you see the lion and the lioness, you see the peacock, the male peacock and the female peacock, birds in some species. Yep, I agree with you, right? Sue said being beautiful inside and out is a state of being connected to source and connect and content with who you are. Definitely. Definitely, for sure. Yeah, I don't know if I have something to add to that, although I just had in my spirit. I'm sure it feels like you have something to tell us, Sue. That's what I'm sensing from you, but I don't want to push it. But yeah, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. It is what you have to reflect yourself every day, even without a physical mirror. You have to reflect yourself every day for the rest of your walk to continue to see the beauty in everything. And we talked about in the beginning of the show on difficult situations that life puts us, such as diseases or conflicts or choice making and such, and in stress and so on. It's really hard to see anything but the problem that is in front of us. And if you are trying to move, you know, to look a little bit further, you don't see anything, it's kind of like it's all closing down on you and you don't really know what to do. The so-called trick is to breathe and to reflect on yourself, and maybe to allow someone to help you to do that, because it's okay to ask for help, and to connect with spirit and to connect with nature. Even if you cannot step out and walk in nature, even in your own heart, and then you can, you know, then it's okay to just go outside and thank Creator for allowing you to learn another lesson. Is it hard? Well, boy, but, you know, you have to do it. We all have to do it. We all have to deal with that, but it's most importantly to find the beauty in those situations. And I'm sure that in some point or another, we all will, or maybe did it already. Back to you, Jim.
Yep. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Well, first of all, yes, thank you for that correction, Renwright. I marked that down here. Told you my brain's not working right today. Yes, it is the male that carries the attributes of beauty in the animal kingdom, especially birds. And that's so that the female will accept them as a mate. but it's also as a defense mechanism to draw away enemies or predators from the female and the young. So, yeah, I did get that backwards. That's strange, however many times I've done that. Yeah, Sue's quote, I don't know what else has to be said either. It's right there. State about being connected to source and content with who you are. Absolutely. And that's kind of what I was saying. If you find yourself beautiful, it's up to you whether you find yourself beautiful on the outside or the inside or both. That's what really matters. I really wonder at some of these people who spend large amounts of time making themselves beautiful, quote unquote. You know, you can waste a good hunk of your life doing that junk. And I've known many of them. I'm sure you all have. Known people, for me, mostly women. That doesn't mean they're the only ones. Actually, I've known one man as well. But who literally will spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours getting ready to go out to something to make themselves up. What the heck is the point? I mean, if you need that for your own sense of well-being, then I guess that's what you need. But to me, that's like overkill. You know, if you want to add something to enhance how you look, fine. But taking half a day to get ready to go out for something just to me doesn't make sense. There was another. Oh, yeah, beauty in things exist in the mind which contemplates them. David Hume. I know I'd seen that before. And a lot of these things are, these quotes and so forth, we see them a lot. Some of them actually have meaning. Okay, what do we got here? From Chiron, beauty is when you can appreciate yourself. When you love yourself, that's when you're most beautiful. Zoe Kravitz, I have no idea who that is, but that's all right. And that goes back to what we said earlier. You've got to be able to love yourself. If you can't, the door's closed to a lot of things. And part of that is feeling beautiful. So, and a lot of us have trouble with that. Ah, I see a bunch of heads nodding. Yeah, I mean, that's not an easy, it sounds so easy, but it's not. Because we judge ourselves, most of us judge ourselves much harsher than anyone else we judge. Loving ourselves, finding ourselves beautiful, then we can go out and function at our best level. And that's what you want. So, and Roger says vanity / narcissism. I think he even spelled it right. I'm not positive. There might be one more S in there, Roger. Yep. I will pass it back to Sharon. Looks like there's some more things coming from message board.
Yeah. I think I need to say something about what Jim said about getting ready like half of the day. It's so true. And as you know, I put makeup and I take care of my own physical beauty. I really care about that because I think it reflects. It's kind of like a outer version of me from the inside. My inside reflects on the outside, and the connection between the inside and the outside is really important. And you know, I really, by the way, the sentence that Jim was reading about beauty is when you appreciate, you can appreciate yourself, when you love yourself, that's when you're most beautiful, by Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz. And he's a singer or a rock star and supposed to be a very nice person. Or at least that's what they say. And she's an actress. I think any extreme measures that we do, those are not good at all. Some women, I know some of them, they put makeup, they take care of themselves physically to hide who they are as a mask, to hide with who they are, not just a defense from other people, but defense from themselves. And there are women that want to enhance it. And that's what I do. I used to be those, you know, I used to be like those women that would spend a lot of time, you know, in front of their mirror. But I really want to see what other people used to see anyway. So yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I did, actually. There is a great quote here that my dad had this philosophy that if you tell your children they're beautiful and wonderful and they believe and they will and they will be. So I never thought I was unattractive, but I was never one of these girls at school who had lots of boyfriends. I don't think, you know, the way we look, the way we look on the other side, that we will have boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't care, depends on your gender. I think it has everything to do in what you feel on the inside. And there was in those pictures, I'm sure some of you maybe have seen Sharon Stone, the actress. She's 57 years old, and she was in these photo shoots. I don't remember the name of the magazine, and they photographed her and all. And she said, "You know, I don't care. I know that my body is not the way that it looks like, but it's what you feel on the inside, and I feel sexy on the inside, and you see the sexiness. And I don't think that any photo shoot, you know, can change how you feel inside." That's what I believe. From Running Elk, I like people without all the beauty pieces on face and body. I don't look at that way, just me. Yeah, that's an opinion. That's good. Jim, back to you. There is a question here that you want to ask Roger.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, Running Elk, and that's normally how I am as well. You know, everyone wants to do, that's certainly their own choice, but it doesn't, to me, that's not beauty. And I'm looking beyond that. If somebody puts a little bit of something on to enhance their beauty because it makes them feel good, great. I was mentioning things that are more in extreme, so I was talking about balance. I don't see spending hours getting ready to go out whatever you're going to do, go to a movie, go to a dinner, as, you know, necessary to be beautiful, especially if you're beautiful on the inside. So, Mr. Rogers says, do you feel that you need self-confidence in order to recognize your inner beauty, or does confidence come with the recognition of your inner beauty? That's a circle question, Roger. Damn. Okay, who wants to answer this one? I'll start. Personally, I think the self-confidence comes by recognizing your own inner beauty. However, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek because I can see where the other side applies as well. Because I put something down after that. When I was a little kid, I was told I was fat by the other kids, and I was strangely big and blah, 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 blah. And that's not true when I look back at pictures now. However, that really damaged my self-confidence. I mean, really. To the point I had trouble talking to people. It was years before I could get over that. But as I got to the point, I started to realize that I was okay on the inside. I was beautiful on the inside, hopefully, at least to myself. Then I had self-confidence on the outside, and that's when I was able to begin doing a lot of the things I do now, talking to groups, you know, it's a long list, writing, all kinds of things. So maybe it's a little bit of both, Roger. I'll put that out to you, see what you think. But that's a really, really good question. Sue says, I already mentioned what I had said. It all comes down to finding the balance within one's life with everything that we do. When we are out of control in any aspects of our life, then we are not in balance within ourselves. Our beauty can't shine. Yeah, once again, it's all about balance. Beauty is about balance, just like everything else. So, yeah, I agree with that. If we concentrate too much on any one aspect of ourself, then automatically we're out of balance because you just can't concentrate on every aspect heavily. You would never get anything done. That's what I think anyway. So if we just focus on one thing, you may get that right, but then the rest of it would be out of balance. And a lot of people right now especially are walking around out of balance. Apparently in some way I am, because I have this incident going on with my mind, body, and spirit right now. So I'm looking to seek better balance there. At least that's what it's telling me. Other people, a lot of people are having big-time trouble with balance. And I've known people, shifting back to the beauty thing, and then we'll give it over to Sharon again. I've known some women who are really beautiful, who did not think they were at all. And usually they picked on one or two minor things that no one else looking at them would even find. Now, I know I'm thinking of two women right away. And this was some years ago, but that's okay, where that was the case. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe Sharon will. And then the other one, you know, Sharon was talking about, yeah, the photos they touch up and so on and so on. I remember someone who was an actress, but it was a model and then an actress. I can't remember who it was. But saying how she always felt fairly safe when she was in public because she wouldn't be recognized anyway because none of her pictures actually look like her, regardless. Over to you, Sharon.
I adore you, Roger, for asking that question, actually, because it's a really good one. I'll just repeat it to remind you of what the question was all about. Do you feel that you need self-confidence in order to recognize your inner beauty, or does self-confidence come, or confidence come with recognition of inner beauty? It's definitely a circle question, and you know, like everything in nature and everything in universe for that matter, you know, energy grows when it works in symbiosis, when it's kind of like give and take situation and keeps nurturing one another. And I think that there is no good way or bad way to accomplish the awareness of inner beauty. But I think my answer for your question, Roger, would be a little bit of both. I think that as long as they continue to nurture each other, that's good. It's not a work, an energy work, and it is an energy work, by the way, to recognize your own beauty and to allow that beauty to create more of that confidence and vice versa, and continue to grow, that energy continues to grow. You know, as long as it's in this form, then it's all good. It will continue to grow. And for me, it was like that. I had really low self-esteem and self-confidence. Not because there was no beauty, because I didn't see the beauty I saw. I was focused on emotions and negativity more than anything else. And it would drive me nuts. When people told me, oh, you're so pretty, or oh, you're so sexy. And, you know, Adam Ramirez He was here last week. And he told me that. He told me that I would have some issues with men because I need, you know, because they see me as something that I can't see myself. And that's okay. And I just need to forgive them. So for all the people here that were in the same position or something similar to that, I just want to give them a shout out and some love. I like what Sue said as well. It all comes down to finding the balance within our life and so on and so forth, what Jim read before. We need to find a balance inside. Once we'll find a balance, then everything can grow and shine. And when we are emotional or just like you said, when we are out of control, we're blocking ourselves to, ourselves in general, but we're blocking that beauty, and we're not letting it shine. That's when we need to understand that it doesn't really matter how people would see us or not. It's a matter of balance, of inner peace that we all need, we all need to even try to accomplish. Janie said here, I've never been a great one for using makeup. And when I do it, it's very little. More often than not, I don't bother. If people don't like me if people don't like me for how I look, then they're not worth knowing. Yeah, and it doesn't really matter what people think. It's what we think that matters. It's what I think of myself. It's what Jim thinks of himself. It's what Sue thinks for herself, on herself. It's what we all reflect upon ourselves. And that's why we call that show. This show is Healing Mirror Holder. So it's not like we all need the physical mirror all the time. I'm just saying. Jim, anything else you have to add or something else?
Yep. Let's see here. I like this that Susan shared. That's Susan from, I think she was London, right? It's Great Britain. I'm pretty sure it's London. I feel less than others because I was not beautiful. An early boyfriend cured me, saying I was beautiful in the ways that mattered. Yeah, that's really, really important. And you were lucky and blessed to have that happen, Susan, because a lot of people don't. And, I mentioned a little while ago some women that I knew who were very beautiful but hung up on thinking they were not. I have a suspicion that it came from early on. I'm trying to think of, there's some actresses who have talked about this as well and who actually were seen as freaks and ugly and everything else when they were younger. Because there you go. I mean, once again, judging. Julia, help me out, Sharon. Actress.
Actress who what?
Her name is Julia. Come on, we got a whole lot. Yeah. Somebody put it
on. Juliet?
No.
That's her name, or?
Julia is her first name. Oh, well.
Robert?
Huh?
Julia Roberts?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thank you. Julia Roberts. I saw her in an interview one time, and she talked about this at length, that she was considered an ugly geek and a strange weirdo growing up, all the way through high school, all the way till she was done, the whole school thing. And then managed to turn herself into, and partly she said that gave her motivation to become an actress. She wasn't trying to become beautiful. She said, I don't think I am. I think I forget what she said, different kind of looks or something. This whole beauty thing can really get people twisted around. And you can imagine with what Susan said, you know, if somebody hadn't been there at some point to say that's wrong, you can go a long time, believing some of those things. And, you know, again, I got it as a little kid, too. There was no one there to correct it for me. I was freaky because I was too big. I was too fat. I was slow. And I really was none of those things. I probably was taller than most. But that's just, you know, that's not a big deal. The girls are generally, now see if I get this right or backwards, too. I think the girls were taller, and then the boys caught up. So I was probably tall like some of the girls early on. Maybe that's why they thought it. And in part, the big part of it for me was I know they sensed my energy. And that I put out there, too, folks. If people are put off by your energy, whether it's a beautiful energy or a strong energy, then they tend to say and do things because they get upset by that energy. So don't know where I'm going with this exactly, except I really like that comment by Susan there. Very, very good. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, well, Roger said...
I like what Roger said.
Really, the thorniest of bushes can produce the most beautiful of blooms. Blooms. Yep, absolutely right. I'm trying to think. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, Roger, tell us what the thorny part is. What is that? How you grow up, where you grow up. Maybe that you're unattractive in the beginning. That's probably what it is. And then you
maybe it's kind of like the ugly duck.
Huh?
Maybe it's kind of like the ugly ducky. Story. Yeah. Do you know the story, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. We all, even those though, who are different, when we are not in the normal zone or whatever we're going to call it, or society's definition to normal, and then you grow into a beautiful swan. There's a lot in it. So yeah, fucking sick is yours. I'm sorry. I thought that I needed to say it. You know. Jim? Jim?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're back.
I thought I had it muted and I didn't, so when I hit it, it went. Anyway, mute. I did it backwards. I must be doing contrary medicine today. Maybe that's part of what's going through me. Actually, somebody on a private message said that to me, so I guess they're right. I must be in a contrary medicine mode. That is doing and seeing and saying things backwards, folks. That must be where I'm at today. So Roger says, that's it, Sharon, or even the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah, I mean, there was a being who was beautiful, who actually did things to save other people. And yet, on the outside, he was not something to look at. And, you know, we have a lot of examples of this in real life, in fiction, in all kinds of places. Nonfiction, Elephant Man, there's another one. But, you know, we can go on and on talking about that. The problem is too many people, too many cultures are focused in that you have to be beautiful. And, you know, it's all part of that same thing we've been stuck in. You need to be beautiful. You need to be important or powerful. You have to have a lot of possessions. You have to have money. I think beautiful is just another one of those. How many people do you know? How many women do you know who got married to someone and became the trophy wife? And I'm sure there's some reverse situations where there are trophy husbands. So I think it's one that's totally overvalued. Someone said earlier, I forget who it was, that beauty varies by where we are, something like that. I'm sorry, I can't remember, and I'm going to try to find it right now. You know, that's really right. And as I went around working with all these different cultures, you see a huge variety. You see in some of the Australian folks very elaborate tattooing and body painting. But to them, that's beautiful. You see in some of the African cultures, and I know you've all seen these, you have the plate in the lower lip, you have the earlobes get greatly extended. those things are considered beautiful in that culture. I mean, I can go on and on. You know, you have piercings in some in parts of the body. So, yeah, I mean, this expression of beauty absolutely varies. And I bet you that there's what we might consider beautiful as it is served up to us by Hollywood and so forth would probably be extremely unattractive in some of those cultures, because the person carrying that Hollywood beauty would not have any of those attributes that those cultures thought were beautiful. And I just want to say as well, a lot of people are now, right near the end, are putting up a lot more things on message, so we won't be able to get to them. And I do apologize, and we do our best. Oh, boy, there's a couple I missed also on Facebook. But we can't get to them all, so please join us each week, and we will continue to do our very best. And I do try to selectively choose so we get a sampling of everybody. And some of the ones like Running Elk, who are on every week, are well aware of this. So over to you, Sharon.
Yeah, Rhonda sent me a long message that I would like to read. I said earlier about the problem with men, and I'd like to give a voice to what Rhonda said. She said to me, she said, you said that you would have problems with men because they see something that you don't. This also applies when you are walking your path and shining your light. We do not always see it in ourselves, but it attracts others to us like moths to a flame. Often others think it is a sexual attraction, but it is the truth. But in truth, it is a recognition of seeing the light within us. We do not see our own light in quite the same way. Yep. It's kind of like, I was in the beginning when I started to do those radio shows with Jen and Sue, I didn't like my voice. I couldn't stand my voice. I couldn't listen to it without being disgusted. That's part of the beauty, by the way. That's part of recognizing your own beauty. It's recognizing other senses, like your voice and so on and so forth. You have to love yourself all that you are. If you want to be happy, there's no special secret, no special ingredient in that recipe. Lumi said, in a quote, beauty surrounds us, but usually we need to be walking in the garden to know it. I don't think I have something to add to that. That's really true. But not to see, just, to walk in the garden and to see it, but to allow plants and nature medicine to reflect on us, that we will be able to. Susan said here, Beauty and the Beast, why did you didn't love the Beast when she could have gotten other beauty? Well, I think you know the answer, but I will tell you anyway. The beauty, she chose to see a specific beauty in the Beast. She didn't care about the external form, the physical form of the Beast. We all are inside, we all are beauty and the Beast. And she decided to look at that. In the end of the story, by the way, the Beast turned him into a gorgeous man. We just need to continue to work on the balance between the physical and the spiritual, emotional, and so on and so on. I think that's the most important thing there is. And I think we got to the end of our show. We already passed the 60 minutes. Jim, you have anything to add before we close things down?
I do. I really love that by Susan. That's why I wanted to get it in there, even though we were running a little late. So I'm going to say, read that again from Susan. Beauty and the Beast. Why did Beauty love the Beast when she could have gotten another beauty? So she means, obviously, she could have gotten a partner who was also beautiful. For me, the answer is she loved the beast because the beast was beautiful. And I suspect if you had asked her, that's what she would have said. Because she was not looking at the outer package. She was looking at the inner package. There's a misperception by a lot of people as well, that if someone's beautiful, therefore they must also be a very nice and good person. Believe me, I have found out that that ain't so, folks. That's pure myth. It's the inner beauty that really needs to shine, and that's what matters. If it's beautiful on the outside, that's good. But there's a lot of very beautiful people who are not the kind of people you'd want to meet. At least that's my thought on that one. I'll see something else there, but I lost it. I guess I'm done. How about everyone else? Is everyone else done? If somebody still has something they really need to say, put your hand up. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're all right.
All right. I think we're good. You guys, we just reached the end of our show. If you would like at some point to suggest, you know, specific topics you want us to talk about, please do that. You can find Jim or myself using Facebook. You can find us on Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, even the website, www.sotem.org. And the most important thing, you know, other than the fact that you'll continue to have a great day, I'm sure. Please share those shows. Those are teachings for the seventh generations. Share those shows. You are the show, so you need to share yourself and reveal your inner beauty, as you know, this show is about beauty. I'm glad that a lot of people here, I see a lot of people thought that it was an interesting topic and a good show. I enjoyed that myself. It was really good. I sure have a lot to work with, a lot of mirrors to hold, and you know, in front of myself, and hopefully we'll continue to hold those mirrors to each other and make a better world for all of us. Thank you so much for taking part of those shows. And I wish you the best of today and every day. See you again soon. Bye.